Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. Happy Friday. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. All right, babies, a little housekeeping. Okay. I know we're back. We're getting back to a regular schedule, but I am back to bartending one or two nights a week, and it's going to be crazy this weekend. So I just want to set you guys up right now to let you know that there won't be a podcast Monday. Okay. I'm probably going to highly likely be recovering on the couch from chaos and people, and I will be drained. Okay. Absolutely drained. So I love you for understanding. In fact, Tuesday's episode will most likely be up a little late, but it will be there. I do feel so good being back. This is definitely a calming force in my life. It's therapeutic. And not to mention, obviously, I like the ego boost I get that you guys are loving this and you're happy I'm back and the episodes have been fire lately. So that's, I love you. Thank you for that so much. Thank you for that. So today, we're just going to talk a little bit about, I guess, the cheap dopamine hits. Okay. Because this is something I'm recognizing in my life. Like, I've taken a lot of poison out of my life. Okay. Alcohol's gone. I've said farewell to sugar for this is like my day three, and I'm literally having cold sweats right now. You know, the toxic poison on the outside of my body. And I recognize that we all do this. Like, we start to eat clean, we go to the gym, but then we're not detoxing our mind and our soul. And no matter how much time I spend reading the Bible, if I am pursuing the cheap dopamine hits on my phone, on social media, on, you know, all the bullshit, YouTube, all of it, I'm really not giving myself a chance to feel whole and complete and connected and grounded. And that is definitely not the step I would take if I really was ready to unleash my entire potential. Okay. So I'm just thinking, I know I can't be the only person on here who, you know, I have background noise. Okay. All the time. I mean, 24/7, there's background noise. It's something that calms me so I can have the 25 conversations going on in my head. It happens. But there are also times that it is the mindless escape, right? I'm looking for that instant gratification. And that's what social media and TV give us. It's that immediate reward. And these cheap dopamine hits are fucking you up. So if you're like, Brandon, I'm eating clean, I'm going to the gym, and you're still feeling kind of laggy, kind of fucked up, this is why. It's a full commitment to all aspects of what makes you you. And most importantly, like the core of who you are, your soul, okay? The God gene, the higher power within you, okay? We want that, you know, entertainment. And it's obviously that cheap hit is more appealing than delayed gratification, right? Which delayed gratification comes from more substantial pursuits. Okay, we're going to talk about that in a little bit too. But like, it's so fucking easy. They're so easy, so accessible, no effort. It's a convenient source of stimulation and distraction. I get that. You guys, we are fucking ourselves up with these little devices, okay? That's it. We're fucking ourselves up. And the shit that we're putting on TV, I just went through my search history with this background noise I had, and I changed everything around because I was watching like toxic shows that were getting in my head, and it was just stupid. And it's sound, right? So even if I'm not paying attention to the show, even if I'm not watching it and like really knowing what's going on, it's still background noise that is feeding my subconscious. So it's there. It's like planting seeds of crazy. Okay. But yeah, you've got these social media feeds and this TV content. It's a constant stream of new shit. Okay. So we're always looking for like new shit. How many times are you scrolling back on Facebook to see if there's anything new in your feed, you know? Yeah, obviously stimulating, engaging. And then we're looking for that validation. You know, we're looking for the immediate feedback through the likes, the comments, the shares. So that's going to reinforce the behavior because that's a positive reinforcement for us, right? Then when we don't start getting that reciprocation, we're kind of like, oh, and then we become depressed and then we seek for it even more. And it's ridiculous, but it's a huge form of escape. And that's what social media and TV do. That's how we escape from everyday stress or boredom, right? It's a temporary distraction from real life. And baby, I think we have been distracted enough. I'm telling my husband, like, this was his last week. We're deleting all of our shit, okay? I'm going to schedule a bunch of my posts and, you know, do as many whatever blurbs, ads, post as much as I can about upcoming podcast episodes and all the things. But outside of that, like, we're just going to do a detox. Like, I'm kind of, it's time for me. I'm dragging him with me, whether or not he's going to commit long-term. I just said, try it for a while. See if you like it. Like, we're just going to get rid of all the bullshit, all the dopamine hits. You know, what's really important is that you can be bored. Like, that's important, that you can just be in a room bored. And it's important that your kids can be bored. There's a lot of times, you know, we have a DVD player in the car and it's on probably 7 out of 10 times. But when it's not, it's because I know, like, they need to just be able to sit in a car, you know, and be able just to be and use their imagination and have silly conversations. Or really what happens is they ask me 1,001 conversation or questions, right? So it's important that, you know, we are bored, but it's also important that you are finding ways to genuinely enjoy your free time. Especially if you're like me and you're not drinking anymore and you're not getting crazy. That was so much of our life. Like, that was the thing, right? Where are we going to go drink tonight? What are we going to bring home and drink tonight? What are we going to drink this weekend? When is date night? Right? So it took up a lot. And when you have to redefine yourself, you have to get creative or life just kind of feels bleh. It just feels bleh. Like, it starts to feel mundane. And if you're not present and happy, you're not doing it right. Okay. So let's talk about the free time and let's help you make it good for your soul. Okay. Because this is your best opportunity to recharge your emotional batteries and take advantage of the time that you're not working, that you're not doing the chores. Take advantage of that time where you're just with you. Depending on how you spend it, it allows you to truly express who you are and who you strive to be. I know where you think you are. I know the fucking hamster wheel that you've been spinning in. I know the tornado of life, and you kind of feel like that's it, but you know it's not. You know, there's something outside of yourself, and it's not about dreaming about who you could be and then beating yourself up because you're not that now. It's about really connecting to who you could be, which all of us could use a lot more joy, a lot more sobriety, and a lot less of the dopamine cheap hits, okay? This is how you're going to feel content. This is where you get the peace. When you begin to utilize your time outside of your job, like, 40 hours a week is not a lot of time. What are you doing outside of that? Because a lot of people get this mindset where work is their life, but they're there for 40 hours, okay? 40 hours. I mean, if we really want to break that down, there's 168 hours in a week. 168 hours, okay? 56 we count for sleeping, okay? Give us that 40 for work. We're at 96 hours. What are you doing with 70 hours of your time? What the fuck are you doing? And why do you continue to hold on to the idea that work is your life and anything outside of that is exhausting and everything is too much? Because you're fucking missing the point. You're missing the point of what you really came here to do when you stepped into your meat suit. Okay. So we're going to work on some little tips on how to use your free time. Okay. I want you to ask yourself, in your current situation, okay, I know most of us are parents, so our kids are our life, but I really want you to think about what you really long to do in reality, okay? Because I mean, winning the lottery, cool. But I'm talking about, you know, simple projects, complex projects, activities you've always wanted to do. Maybe start a podcast, maybe write a book. I want you to make a list. Maybe you want to start doing yoga 3 times a week. You know, maybe you want to start reading books, scrapbooking. I don't give a fuck what you put on the list. Just make the list and ask yourself, what makes my heart sing? And I want you to look at your calendar. You've got to get a visual of how much free time you are given. Okay. It's exhilarating to realize that you probably have over 20 hours of free time every week. Where does it go? What time is it at? Only on the weekends? Both? Get a calendar. Get a print off a cheap-ass fucking paper calendar of the month and highlight the time blocks when your free time will happen in the coming week. I want you to feel that, and I want you to get excited and happy when you do this, because it feels really good to know you've got some me time. And for me, if I want the me time, that means I wake up way before my kids do. So it's possible to plan around the things, okay? Plan the desired activities, write them into your schedule. And I know it's weird because you're like, you want me to schedule free time? Yeah, because here's the thing. If it's not written down, it doesn't count. You write it down in the calendar, you're going to follow through. So reserve whatever time you need to do these things, right? Like, I know I'm terrible about being on the phone with people. I'm terrible about it. So I know on Sundays, I need to make time to call my godson. I know on Mondays, I need to block time to call my mom. I know I need to call my sister. Like, I need to start blocking this down. So this whole episode, while you might be like, oh my God, this is about me, you know, it's always my shit show. Okay. So I'm going through this with you guys, literally. And it's not necessary to schedule every unscheduled bit of time you have, but the more likely you are to do it depends on if you've written it into your schedule. And it's a great reminder for you to be doing the things that you really want to do. You get to focus and feel more fulfilled once you start doing the activities. And then get, you know, get your shit in advance. If you're going to start scrapbooking, you probably need to go to the store and pick up some shit, right? If you want to start reading, you've got to make a trip to the library. Whatever that looks like for you. And then I want you to update your list of activities. That's the cool thing about being free, is you have free reign to change your mind and try other things. So it's about, maybe you just want to try little things at a time. That's it. You want to find those things that are stimulating, interesting, or plain fun. You know, maybe you want to start artwork. Maybe you start painting, making jewelry, whatever it looks like to you. And I mean, if we're going to talk about the benefits of avoiding those cheap dopamine hits, if we're going to talk about that, we're looking at mental clarity, okay? Because it fucks with your brain when you're scrolling on social media in all your free time. So if you wake up and you're scrolling, you come downstairs, you get your coffee, you're scrolling, you get your breakfast, you're scrolling, you go to work, you're scrolling. You come home, you're scrolling. You take a shower, you're scrolling. You're fucked. You're melting your brain, okay? You are wasting the greatest parts and the greatest times of your life. Guess what? Bitch, you're not going to be any younger tomorrow, okay? This is the youngest you're ever going to fucking be. This is your prime time right now, this moment. So get your shit together, because if you can stop chasing the cheap ass dopamine hits, what's going to happen is you get that mental clarity. Uninterrupted downtime is going to allow your brain to process. It's going to allow your brain to reflect. And guess what? That means it's going to lead you to a clearer way of thinking, a clearer way of problem solving. You guys want to be less reactive. People are like, how have you become less reactive? Babes, this kind of shit. Okay. And creativity is going to extend periods of low stimulation. Okay. It fosters your creativity. Your brain, I talk about microdosing because it literally creates new pathways in your brain. So does creativity. Because your brain's going to make new connections and it generates ideas without constant distraction because you can stay there focused and ideas are going to flow. Your emotional well-being is going to improve because that downtime, you just being able to be, is going to help you manage stress and anxiety. That's it. You've got the space to relax, decompress away from all the overstimulation. And maybe you don't feel it like I do because I definitely get overstimulated. Even my son is like, oh my God, that's not a real thing. Baby, just wait till you grow up and have babies. Okay. You're going to see, unfortunately, that it's real. The overstimulation is real. And especially when everything is coming at us, it's all around us. And it's like everything's just buzzing. You need to shut the buzzing down. Okay. It's time to shut it down. When you reduce your dependence on that quick dopamine fix, it improves your focus. Okay. And productivity in other areas of your life because you're going to be able to concentrate better. Your quality of rest, it's going to skyrocket. You're having trouble sleeping right now. I can tell you your phone is 90% of the problem. Phone, TV, whatever it is. I've had to shut all, that's it. My babies go upstairs. They play games for an hour. They get to watch TV for an hour, unless I'm recording a podcast. And then it's an hour and however long this fucking takes. And then everything turns off. And they can stay up for an hour, hour and a half, reading, playing with their toys. I don't give a fuck as long as there's no electronics. No electronics before bed. And guess what? They sleep so much better. There's no tossing, turning. There's no nightmares. And the same for me. The same for me. If I read before bed, I'm out the entire night. If I have my phone on, I'm up, anxiety, up and down, thinking about stuff, racing thoughts. And guess what I'll do to calm myself? Go right back for that dopamine hit, right? So it's like I'm chasing my tail, okay? Chasing my tail because I'm doing the exact thing that is causing the core issue in my life when I could just detox and reset. Absolutely. It is important for you to get some meaningful downtime, for you to just focus and be with you, whatever that looks like. I know, you know, it's going to be different for everybody, but just make it important. So I want you guys to work on your schedule this week of just even this weekend starting, okay? 40 hours a week isn't shit in your life. So you need to fuck off with this work lot is your life, okay? Like nobody's buying that shit anymore. Like get your shit together, figure it out. Get your shit together. And we're going to do it with like some all around detoxes, right? So we're eating clean this week. Okay, babes, like all week we've been eating clean. We're going to continue next week. We're eating clean. Like we're done with the sugar poison because it is number one, it's going to age you. It ages you. It does. Just like the liquor and the drugs and all the other bullshit. Sugar is another drug that the government made illegal so that, you know, they could start drugging our kids at a young age. It's toxic. The detox is nasty. I'm telling you guys, I don't have a great time with it. It's Mother Nature's about to show up. It was the worst time to quit sugar. Okay. Cause I'm angry. I am so angry. I'm not comfortable. I'm fidgety. I'm like, I need a cheap dopamine hit, but I'm staying strong because I think it's important to set an example. I'm not just going to tell you guys, I have to show you it is possible. And the fact that I'm feeling so has me reaching for my phone and, you know, trying to scroll and I catch myself and I'm popping myself on the hand like, dude, it's okay. So I'm just leaving my phones in other rooms and finding shit to do. And for now, that's pacing the floor. It's pacing the floor. So it's going to be a rough couple of days at first when you take yourself off of anything. If you're going to cut out the TV, the bullshit toxic TV shows, okay? Because those are toxic. You're watching the murder mystery documentary shit. It's feeding your soul the wrong shit, okay? I've got like fucking Lifetime. Is it Lifetime? Hallmark shit, okay? Like, whatever I'm doing, that background noise for me right now, I'm watching this really cute little Christian family television show. It is so wholesome. I'm like crying for sweet, sweet stuff. It's not insane. Okay. It's not insane. It is not an escape. It's wholesome. Okay. So I'm detoxing a lot of shit. Done with the crazy scrolling, done with the following down a rabbit hole, you know, all of that. We all just need a break, okay? We need a break to just chill the fuck out and be who we are. And maybe you don't even remember that right now. So this is a great step to get you into that. So anyway, you guys, honestly, pray for my husband next week, because I'm flipping the script on a couple things. And I never forced him to do anything in my life. Like, I've always let it be his idea. And this time I'm not doing that. I'm like, we're going to do this together. It's going to be a lot of fun. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but at least he could say he tried it and I could say he tried it. Maybe he lasts a day, maybe he lasts a week, maybe we do it forever. Who knows? We'll see. But detox is important for all aspects of your life, your body, your mind, your soul, all of it, inside out. So you can't just fix one thing in your life and think that you're going to feel 100%, okay? Because that's not how it works. We don't start going to the gym, but continue to feed our body toxins and poisons, because then what was the fucking point of the gym? We don't start eating clean and healthy and then not work out, because what is the point? And we don't start trying to connect with God and then scroll mindlessly on all of the devil's platforms. Okay. I'm not saying all of them are the devil's platforms. I do still monetize my socials, which is why you'll still see my posts hopefully scheduled for a while, but you guys know what I mean. You know what I mean, babies. I hope you have an incredible and safe holiday weekend. I will see you Tuesday afternoon. I'm going to post, I recorded a podcast with my friend Hannah Lane. She's amazing, but we got cut off. So you're going to get her 2 days next week. We're going to do part one on Tuesday, and then we're doing part two on Thursday. Okay. So make sure you guys tune in for that conversation. It's really great. It is a really great conversation. And I don't know what else we're going to talk about next week. Okay. Probably how much my husband wants to kill me because we're doing a detox. Okay. That's probably going to be what goes down. I love you guys. I love you. Have a great holiday weekend.